Cook County touches Canada on the north and Lake Superior on the east. Here, there are miles of gorgeous shoreline, millions of acres of pristine forest, and only about 5,000 people. For years, it's attracted family vacationers, and now more and more people are moving here. This is one of the fastest-growing areas in Minnesota, and there are plenty of jobs available. Nearly every store and restaurant has a help wanted sign on the door. But there aren't enough places to live for people working at typical tourist industry wages. Real estate agent Judy Machenbacher gets really frustrated when she can't help people find homes, like one family last year.
Lovely gal, had parental backing, could go up to $100,000. We couldn't find her a house. Her husband had a job in construction. I liked them. I knew the husband since he was in kindergarten. I wanted them to stay here and raise a family.
$10,000 can get you a lot of house in most rural areas, but not in Cook County. Houses are hard to find here for several reasons. 90% of the land is owned by the federal and state governments. And now, wealthy people from Minneapolis-St. Paul are moving here in droves, building expensive vacation and retirement homes, driving up the price of what little land is left. Then, even if you can find and afford a piece of land, you need to drill a well, install a septic system, and run a driveway. That's around $20,000 before you even start construction. All these economic pressures mean no one has been building affordable housing. Until now. Realtor Judy Machenbacher is teaming up with other residents in a nonprofit group that plans to break ground this summer on Woodland Foothills, a 40-acre tract that could eventually house 40 families living in affordable homes. It's a meadow dotted with birches and pines. Judy Machenbacher thinks a second-story window will offer a view of Lake Superior.
It's an open area. The snowmobile trail is right back there. The ski trail is right back there. Ski Hill, great location.
The group has patched together foundation grants and public funding to help pay for roads and sewage treatment. A new state program will help buyers with down payments and guaranteed loans. Judy Machenbacher has a big vision for the future of this site.
Somewhere down the line, I'd like to see some senior-type housing there. There's visions of a daycare, a community building. It's not just going to be warehousing of service industry people.
Machenbacher says the neighbors are behind the project because the homes are intended for people who want to settle down here. 10 miles away, carpenters are working on a building with the steep roof and compact shape of the traditional homes in the area. It will be a 3-unit apartment building for workers at the resort just across the highway. Resort owner Dennis Rizdahl says it's designed for new employees who need a place to live while they settle in and save money to buy. Until now, they've been forced to share housing with other workers.
It doesn't work for families. It doesn't work for couples. It doesn't work for people who are beyond the point in life where that dorm or frat house kind of housing is comfortable for them.
Rizdahl is taking advantage of a new state program that provides low-interest loans to help develop housing in rural Minnesota. He plans to add units each year, possibly up to 21.
It's not a for-profit business. It's a business that you get into only because you can't find the quantity and quality of people that we really need to work in our businesses unless we can provide them with housing that works for them financially and housing that is of a higher quality than the housing that's currently available.
At the North Shore Federal Credit Union, President Mark Summers says solving the housing problem will boost economic development. He's delighted the business community is doing something to solve its worker shortage.
If you're talking about a grand total of 60 to 80 units in a metropolitan area, that's a drop in the bucket. But for Cook County, that's a lot. So I do think that there's a good chance that we'll see a market improvement in the problem.
The apartments will be ready for Dennis Rizdahl's resort workers to move in as the tourist season gets underway. Woodland Foothills organizers hope to have their first 3 houses ready for buyers late this summer. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Stephanie Hemphill.